So.
Wow. The more I know him, the more I like him.
越认识他，我就越喜欢他。
And the more we get to know you, the more we love you.
我越接触你们，我也越喜欢你们。
And God has great things in store for you.
神有存留很多的事情要给你们。
And the Bay Area has great things coming because of you.
湾区会有很好的事情发生，是因为你们。
And that's why we're here today.
所以我们今天才会在这里聚会。
So this session is going to be the most fun session.
这一段时间是会最有趣的一段时间。
Because it's wonderful to talk about stories of transformation.
转化还有这些故事好像都很有趣。
It's great to get the foundational principles.
也能够学到基础也很好。
But what do I do next?
但是我们这个之后要怎么进行呢？
And that's what this afternoon is all about.
那这下午就是我们要讨论的。
It's simpler than you think.
是很简单的，比你想象更简单。
And it's more powerful than you can imagine.
但是比你想象更有力。
So, are you ready?
你准备好了吗？
Are you ready to receive?
你准备好接受了吗？
Stand to your feet.
Okay, 站在你的脚上。
Because at this hour of the day,
在这个时刻,
our neurons are starting to fall asleep.
我们的细胞开始要睡着了。
Our brains are going dead.
我们的脑袋也快要死掉了。
Our stomach is starting to say dinner.
我们的肚子开始在想晚餐。
And it's late in the afternoon.
也是蛮晚的下午了。
And so we need a refreshment from heaven.
我们需要神来给我们一些新的东西。
So we're going to pray a very practical prayer.
所以我们要一个很实际的祷告。
You repeat after me.
你跟着我重复。
If you need to repeat in English, you repeat when you hear English.
如果你需要用着英文重复，你就听英文。
And if you need to repeat in Chinese, repeat after you hear some Chinese.
跟着中文重复。
And we'll make our way through this very practical prayer.
所以我们一起来做这个祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So repeat after me. Father God.
亲爱的天父。
Here we are.
我们在这里。
In your presence.
在你的面前。
Thank you, Lord Jesus,
谢谢主耶稣,
that you are here.
你在这里,
so this afternoon,
这个下午,
if I fall asleep,
如果我睡着了,
wake me up,
把我叫醒,
refresh my brain,
提醒我,
quiet my stomach, help me hear your voice.
帮助我听到你的话,
this afternoon,
这个下午,
speak to me, Lord.
告诉我,
your servant is listening. I bless the person on my right. Touch him. Now shake him just a little bit.
摸着他，摇醒他。
Shake him a little bit. Yeah.
摇一下他。
Give him a shove. Come on. Yes, all right. I bless the person on my left.
摸你左边的人，摇摇他。
Bless them abundantly.
祝福他们。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名,
Amen.
Amen.
Now, reach your hands to the heavens, way up to the heavens.
伸手伸向天,
and shake them a little bit.
摇一摇,
many hands make light work. Does that feel good? All right, wonderful. Say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated.
谢谢你可以坐下了。
Ooh, that felt good. Ted shared with you with great passion.
刚刚Ted跟你分享的是有很多的那个,
I was filled with great hope.
那我是要跟你分享盼望,
again,
再一次的,
that God wants to do something here in our Bay Area.
神要在我们湾区做事。
And he shared with you five pivotal paradigms.
他跟你分享了五种思想的模式。
What is a paradigm?
什么是思想的模式?
A paradigm is a mindset.
这个思维的模式就是你的想象。
It's a way of thinking.
你怎么样去想象这个东西?
That causes us to react spontaneously in the face of a certain situation.
帮我们去反应在一个情况下。
So, if it's rainy outside,
如果外面下雨了,
and you're going to go outside, what's the first thing you're going to think of? Rain, and then you're going to think of umbrella.
下雨你就会想到雨伞。
That's a paradigm.
那就是一种思维的模式。
We have that paradigm here in California.
我们在加州有这种思维模式。
But in Hawaii,
但是在夏威夷呢？
They don't have that paradigm.
他们没有这种思维模式。
They have a different paradigm.
他们有不同的思维模式。
It rains every day in Hawaii.
在夏威夷每天都下雨。
But you don't see very many Hawaiians with umbrellas.
可是你很少看到夏威夷人拿着雨伞。
Why is that?
为什么会这样呢？
We're afraid of getting wet.
我们会怕被淋湿。
They know that after they get wet, they'll dry out.
他们不怕，因为他们知道淋湿了，他们马上就会被晒干了。
It will rain for a while.
会下一点雨。
Then the sun will come out.
然后太阳就会出来了。
And it'll dry everything.
然后什么都会被晒干。
And it'll dry everyone.
每个人也都会被晒干了。
So there are more umbrellas in California.
所以在加州有比较多的雨伞。
And there are fewer umbrellas in Hawaii.
在夏威夷只有一些雨伞。
That's a paradigm.
这就是思维模式。
It's the same rain.The rain is the same.
雨都是一样的。
The rain gets everybody wet.
雨让每一个人都湿了。
But we react in different ways.
但是我们反应到不同的。
Many people look at San Francisco.
有些人看了三藩市。
And they say, what a terrible city.
这是一个可怕的城市。
What a horrible place.
这是一个太不好的地方了。
What terrible sin is in that city?
在这里有太多的犯罪。
That must be a horrible place to live.
真是一个可怕的地方居住。
Everybody has an opinion about San Francisco.
每个人都有不同，对三藩市都有不同的意见。
And much of it is negative.
大部分都是反面的看法。
Unless we understand some things, the way that God thinks about San Francisco.
除非我们知道神是怎样看待三藩市。
And when we understand how God thinks about San Francisco.
当我们了解神是怎样看三藩市。
Then we shift our paradigm.
我们就能够改变我们的思维模式。
The Bible says.
圣经说。
Where grace abounds, where sin abounds, where sin abounds.Where there's a lot of sin, God says, grace does much more abound. There's a lot more grace.
恩典就比那些罪更多。
So you can choose to look at San Francisco as a sinful place.
所以你可以选择看待三藩市是一个罪恶的城市。
Or you can look at San Francisco and say, it's ready for the grace of God.
你也可以看待三藩市说三藩市已经准备好接受神的恩典。
And grace will always beat over sin.
恩典一定都会比罪更多。
In the competition between sin and grace, grace always wins.
在罪跟恩典的竞赛中恩典永远是超。
That's why the scriptures say Jesus, when he came, he was full of grace and truth.
所以耶稣来到的时候，他说，在圣经说，他来的时候是充满恩典跟真理。
Now the truth is, the soul that sins, it will surely die.
真理说，如果你犯罪，你一定会死。
So everybody who sins is scheduled for death.
所以不管是谁犯罪，罪的工价都是死。
Except that Jesus was full of grace.
除了因为耶稣有很多的恩典。
So his grace overcomes sin.
所以他的恩典能够来。
And that's why we have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们跟耶稣有这个关系。
We are guilty.
我们是有罪的。
But his grace overcame the penalty of our sin.
但是他的恩典偿还了我们的罪。
Jesus paid the price for me.
耶稣为我偿还我的罪。
I don't have to pay it for myself.
我不用付我自己的工价。
But I can hold up what Jesus did on the cross.
但是我可以靠着耶稣为我所做的。
And I can show it to the devil himself.
我可以跟这个魔鬼说。
And the devil himself will have to say, "You are not mine. You belong to Jesus."
那魔鬼只好说，你不属于我，你是属于耶稣的。
That's grace. Somebody else did it for me.
这就是恩典，神为我所做的。
So that changes the way I look at my city.
So 这样就改变我看我城市的观点。
If it's a bad place,
如果是一个坏的地方。
If it has a lot of problems,
如果有很多的问题。
I look at it through the eyes of grace.
我从神的眼光的恩典来看。
And we qualify.
我们是够资格的。
The San Francisco Bay Area qualifies for a lot of grace.
湾区跟三藩市是
Because it's full of a lot of sin.
因为我们有很多很多的罪恶。
That's the difference.
这是不同的地方。
So that's what the Holy Spirit needs to do in our lives.
这就是圣灵要在我们身上做的工。
Change our paradigm.
改变我们的思维模式。
Our children, when they were small,
当我们孩子还小的时候
they had the paradigm of curiosity.
他们很好奇。
If something was curious, they would get close to it.
他们很好奇的时候，他们就会接近。
They want to see it up close.
他们要很靠近来看。
It's natural in a child.
这是很自然的一个反应。
So the neighbor's dog,
邻居的狗
barks,
会叫
shows his teeth.
他的牙齿露出来。
A little child tends to get close to curiosity.
小小孩就会靠近那只狗。
We have to teach the child not to get too close to the dog.
我们要教导那小孩不要太靠近那个狗。
Or the fireplace.
或者是火。
No, the flame is hot.
知道那个火炉里面的火是很热。
It's beautiful.
是很漂亮。
But it's hot.
但是很热。
If you put your hand there,
如果你把你的手伸进去
it will burn, your hand will get burned.
你会被烫到。
We have to teach them a different paradigm.
我们要告诉我们孩子不同的思维。
Sometimes they don't learn.
有时候他们不会学。
Until they put their hand in the fireplace.
直到他们被烫到。
And they get burned.
他们被烫到。
Then their paradigm changes right away.
他们的思维模式就会不一样了。
Everything that's pretty is not safe.
漂亮的事情不一定很安全。
That does not apply to marriage.
在婚姻也是这样。
Well, maybe sometimes.
也许。
So, a paradigm is the way we react spontaneously.
所以思维模式是我们啊临场马上的反应。
So look how that affects us in our lives as Christians.
看它怎样影响我们一个基督徒的生活。
We live in a very sinful place.
我们住在一个非常罪恶的地方。
Or we work in a very sinful place.
或是我们在一个非常罪恶的地方工作。
And so what's our paradigm?
我们的思维模式是什么呢
？Fear.
害怕。
Intimidation.
恐惧。
I need to be careful.
我要小心一点。
And we end up living.Perhaps we'll end up living like survivors or prisoners of war.
我们好像被关起来或是在战乱里面生存的人。
We go to work on Monday and hope that we can make it to Friday.
我们礼拜一去工作，希望我们到礼拜五还能够存活。
And when Friday comes, we can't wait for Sunday.
礼拜五的时候，我们不能等到。
Because at church, we're going to get refreshed.
因为到礼拜天我们就可以再
And then we go back to work on Monday and do it all over again.
到礼拜一我们又重来一次。
That's a paradigm of fear and intimidation.
这就是害怕的思维模式。
But your Bible says
但是你的圣经说
that God has not given us a spirit of fear.
但是我们圣经说神没有给我们恐惧的
but of power
但是给我们能力
love
爱
and a sound mind.
给我们一个谨守的心脑袋
mind
我们的头脑
that's where the paradigms are lodged
那就是我们思维模式所想的地方
in your head
在你的脑袋
so say to the Lord this afternoon
告诉主
Lord change my paradigm
改变我的思维模式
help me think like you
帮我想的跟你一样
so that I can see like you
我可以跟你看的一样
so that I can do like you
我可以跟你做的一样
And that's the value of these five paradigms that Ted mentioned.
这就是这五个思维模式的价值。
So let's just review them one more time.
我们再来重新复习一次。
Ted defined them as we define them as part of the banks of a river.
就像是河的岸边。
So these five paradigms are on one side of the river.
这五个思维模式在这一边的河岸。
On the other side of the river is prayer evangelism.
那在这一边的河岸呢就是祷告
That's what I'm going to share with you this afternoon. Prayer evangelism.
所以我要跟你这下午我要跟你分享祷告传道
And what's in between the banks?
在这两个河旁边的河岸有什么不一样呢
The river.
就是河流
So what are we saying?
我们在说什么呢
We're saying I'm going to take my life and put it inside the river.
我要把我的生命放在这河流中间。
I'm going to live aware of these five paradigms.
我要 警醒地知道这五个思维模式。
And I'm going to live a lifestyle of prayer evangelism.
我的生活方式呢，要有祷告传道。
And I'm going to watch where that river takes me.
我要看这个河流把我带往哪里。
Because God is in that river.
因为神在这河流里。
So, the first paradigm, as Ted mentioned.
第一个思维模式。
We are called to disciple what?Nations. We thought we were called to disciple just people. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, no, the whole nation. Including the people. So that's what we are called to do. That is the what. If I know where I'm going,
如果我知道我往哪里去,
then that tells me what I need to do right now to get there.
那我就知道我要往哪一个方向去。
If I don't know where I'm going, I don't know what the first step should be.
如果我不知道我的目标，我就不知道我要往哪里前行。
I live in South San Jose.
我住在南圣何西斯。
With my wife Sue.
跟我的妻子 Sue.
And to get to this church.
要来到这个教会。
I googled 380 Milpitas or Montague Expressway.
那我就在 Google 找到这个地址。
I thought that I should get out of my house and turn to the right.
我以为我从我家要转右边。
GPS said no, turn to the left.
但是这个导航系统说要向左转。
It's shorter and it's faster.
也比较快。
So I changed my paradigm.
所以我就改变我的思维模式。
And I turned to the left.
我就向左转。
Because I knew where I was going,
我知道我要往哪里去。
I could define what the first step should be.
我就能够确定我第一步要。
So when I know that I'm called to disciple a nation,
如果我知道我要使万国做门徒，
I may say that's too big of a project for me.
我就想，哇，这个太大了。
And God will say, you're right.
神说，对啊，是太大了。
Right now, it's too big for you.
是，我知道是很大。
But because you know where you're going,
但是你知道你要去哪里。
You can take the first step.
你只要管第一个步就好。
Amen?
Amen.
So that's good hope.
这是有希望的。
Imagine this whole church full of nation disciplers.
你可以想象这里坐的全是使万国做门徒的人吗？
That should scare any pastor to death.
那会吓坏那个牧
师。Oh, I've got a congregation full of people that are going to disciple America. And China. Who knows what else?
对，我们就是美国跟中国都可以做门徒。
Exactly. And I hope it does scare your pastor to death. No, better said, I know it's going to scare him to life.
我们希望这是真的，是做门，使万国做门徒的人。
And he's going to seek God like never before.
他就会看神是跟他以前从来看的不一样。
Because the project is too big.
哦，这个作品太大了。
And you are too.
你也是。
Amen. That's where we're going.
哦，这是我们。
Why can we go there? Because Jesus paid the price for the marketplace.
我们为什么要去那里呢？因为主耶稣已经在这个职场。
He already bought the whole thing.
他已经买下全部的职场。
That's why Jesus said in Luke 19:10.
所以呢，耶稣在路加福音第十九章十节这样说
When Zacchaeus, the most corrupt man in Jericho, came to the Lord,
在这个罪恶的这个 Zacchaeus 来看耶稣的时候
Jesus said, salvation has come to this man's house.
耶稣说，救恩已经临到这个人的身上
Not just his life,
不止他的生命
to his whole household,
他一整家人
Not just the people that live there,
不是只有住在那里的人,
but the business that he conducted.
还有他的职场，还有他的生意。
Because Zacchaeus said, half my goods I'll give to the poor.
Zacchaeus 说，我的所有的一半呢，要给那个穷人。
And the other half of my riches, I will pay back the rich people that I stole taxes from.
另外我一半的财产，我要付给那些我欺骗的那些有钱人。
So the way he conducted business changed.
所以他改变他做生意的方式。
Why did it change?
为什么会改变呢?
Because Jesus came to his life as well as his business.
因为耶稣进到他的生命，也进到他的生意里面。
And Jesus can do the same for you.
耶稣也同样可以为你这样做。
You may not be the owner of your business.
你也许不是老板。
You may be the janitor at your business.
你也许是在那里打扫的。
Or you may be a housewife at home.
你也许是家庭主妇。
Wherever you are,
不管你在哪里，
you can bring the kingdom of God to that place.
你可以把神国带到那个地方。
The glory of the Lord will come there.
神的荣耀也会到那个地方。
Something will change that make your house different.
你会看到改变使你的家庭不一样。
Something will change to make your business different.
你也看到你的工作地方会不一样。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Jesus paid the price for the redemption of everything.
因为耶稣已经付了那个赎价。
We just need to show up with the bill of sale.
我们只是要跟他们看这个收据。
And like Gideon.
就像基甸
We say this land does not belong to the Midianites.
哦，这个不是属于米甸人的。
This land is my land and it's God's land.
这个地是我的，是神的地。
Sin does not own this land.
罪没有得到这块地。
The grace of God owns this land.
但是神的恩典拥有这块地。
So, number three.
第三。
Every Christian is a minister.
每个基督徒都是啊。都是牧者。
So look at the person next to you.
向你右边的人，左旁边的人看看。
Look at the person next to you. Look them in the eye. Say to them, "You're a minister."
向你的左右两边说，你们都是神的牧者。
Yeah, I saw the pastor's wife here shaking her finger at. You are a minister. I've been telling you, you're a minister.
我看到牧师指着他的太太说：“你看，你是牧师。”
And that's what this book is all about.
这本书就是在谈论这个。
The anointing that is on Pastor Joseph to stand here is the same anointing. It has the same power as the anointing you have in the marketplace.
神给牧师的恩膏跟神给你在职场恩膏是一样的。
In the Bible,
在圣经上
in the Bible,
在圣经里
the writers of the Bible were not theologians.
哦，那些写圣经的人，他们不是神学家。
They were marketplace people.
哦，他们就是在生意上，在职场上的人。
Isn't that interesting?
你觉得有趣吗？
When God wanted to get His revelation out of heaven and onto earth,
当神要把他的启示从天上到地上的时候
He chose people that were in touch with the earth.
他是选择那些跟实际在职场有接触的人
Those are marketplace people.
那些就是在市场上在职场上的人
I'm not saying that pastors aren't in touch with the earth.
我不是说牧师是跟职场上没有接触的人。
And I'm not saying that you are not in touch with heaven.
我也不是说你跟天堂是没有接触的。
But generally speaking,
但是一般来说
we look at the role of the pastor as to receive from heaven to give to the people.
但是我们看牧师是以为他从
And how does God look on the people? How does God look at you?
神怎么样看待你呢？
He looks at you as those that are going to take what comes from heaven and spread it around the world.
神看你就是拿着天上的旨意，要把这些旨意跟恩典分享给每一个人。
Down here we call it marketing.
在这里我们叫做市场学。
We call it client relationships.
我们叫做客户的关系。
Human services.
人际的服务。
This is God's plan.
这是神的计划。
And there's an anointing on you for that.
神有给我们这样的恩膏。
The first people in the Bible that were anointed by the Holy Spirit
在圣经上第一批被神恩膏的人
were not preachers
他们不是祭司
or evangelists
也不是这些传教
or apostles
也不是这些使徒
or prophets
也不是先知
they were artisans
他们就是一般的人
they were marketplace people
他们就是在市场上在职场上的人
their job was manufacturing
他们就是这些制造的人
Actually, it was creation and manufacturing.
就是制造跟这个加工的人。
And God said to them,
神对他们说,
I'm going to fill you with my spirit.
我要充满圣灵在你们身上。
And if you do exactly what you're instructed to do,
如果你照着我照你说做,
I will fill what you build with my glory.
不管你做什么,我就会加上我的恩典。
Those men, one of those men was called Bezalel.
其中的一个人叫做 Bezalel。
And he and his colleague built the tabernacle.
他跟他的一起的同伴呢，就造了这个会幕。
And they built it exactly as God had instructed.
他们造的就像神所说的一模一样。
And when they were done, God filled the tabernacle with His glory.
当他们做完成功的时候，神就把那个他的恩膏跟他的圣灵充满在那里。
So what's the lesson for you and me?
那我们在这中间可以学到什么呢？
Labor is worship.
事工就是赞美。
I need to listen to God.
我们要听神的话。
He has a design for my work.
神对我的工作有计划。
If I do it exactly as He tells me,
如果照着他所说的，
He will fill my workplace with His glory.
他会在我的事工中充满他的荣耀。
And when that happens,
当那事情发生的时候，
it causes stories like Ted told of the CEO and his financial advisor.
就刚刚的讲员 Ted 讲的那个公司的领袖。
How did you know where the problem was?
他怎么知道问题在哪里呢？
God.
因为神告诉他了。
Does he have anything to say about me?
那个董事长说，他们要神有什么话要对我说呢？
And the answer is yes, he does.
答案是是的，有。
God is interested in making your workplace, your company, wherever you are, the best an embassy of heaven on earth.
神要祝福你，祝福你所服侍的事工，他要让你成为最好的代言者。
Moving along quickly.
我们赶快加紧脚步。
5:30, right? Yeah. Okay. Good. So then, number four, we are to take the kingdom of God to where the gates of Hades are.
我们被召是要把神的国度带到黑暗掌权之地。
What an assignment that is!
这是什么样的一个工作？
Won't the devil attack me?
这个撒旦会攻击我吗？
He may make life uncomfortable for you.
他会让你的生活不太舒服。
But your Bible says what my Bible says.
但是你的圣经跟我的圣经这样说。
Resist the devil.
阻挡。
He will flee from you.
他就会逃跑。
Put the presence of God there.
把神带到。
And the devil will back away.
这撒旦就会退开。
Because in the presence of God, the devil already knows who's the winner and who's the loser.
当神的同在，撒旦已经知道他已经是输了。
So our job is to put God wherever we are.
所以我们的工作就是把神放在带到我们的职场。
And that is what prayer evangelism is all about.
这就是个人传道的目的。
And then number five.
第五。
We know that transformation is going to be tangible.
我们知道国家的转化是有一个实质性的指标。
And the systems that keep poor people poor are going to change.
这些让贫穷人的制度贫穷，让穷人继续贫穷，一定要被破坏。
That is the truth.
这是真实的。
Because God is good for our nation.
因为神对我们的国家是好的。
Just as He is good for our individual lives.
就像神对我们的个人是非常有益的。
So, with that in mind, let's shift the PowerPoint.
让我们现在来改一下这些投影
片。And let's talk about how to change the spiritual climate.
我们来看一下怎么样改变这个属灵的气候。
So, when we were living in Argentina, the Lord sent us to a city called Resistencia.
神送我们到这个 Resistencia 这个 city.
Resistencia means resistance.
就是阻挡城市的意思。
It means objection.
就是抗拒。
And it was a city full of a lot of resistance.
这个城市真的是充满很多的阻挡跟抗拒。
400,000 people.
40万的人。
Only 70 congregations.
只有 70. 只有70个教会。
Only 6,000 believers.
只有6,000个信徒。
That's not very much.
那不多。
And God said, reach the city.
但是神说，我要。
How do we reach a city?
我们怎么样去传给这个城市呢？
We don't have enough people.
我没有足够的人。
The city is too big.
这城市太大了。
It's too bad.
也太不好了。
It was an evil place.
是一个非常邪恶的地方。
Even the churches were divided.
教会都分裂了。
It was impossible.
是不可能的。
So one day we stood together with seven pastors.
有一天我们这七个牧师在一起。
And we said, God, what do we do?
我们问神我们要怎么做呢？
That was the day that we learned a very important principle.
那天我们学到一个非常重要的真理。
Ignorance is not your enemy if you practice it in the presence of God.
无知呢是你的敌人，如果你在神的面前，嗯，不是你的敌人。
Did we get it? Ignorance is not your enemy if you practice it in the presence of God.
哦，你在神的面前不能够无知。
If you practice ignorance in the presence of the devil, he will eat you up.
如果你表现得很无知，这邪恶的这个撒旦会把你吃掉。
Because he has no lasting answers.
因为他没有永久的答案。
But if you practice your ignorance in the presence of God,
如果你在神的面前表现无知，
he'll answer your questions.
他会回答你的问题。
Because he has all the solutions.
因为他有所有的答案。
So we said, God, we don't know how.
我说我们告诉神说我们不知道怎么如何去做。
Show us how and we will obey.
你告诉我们我们会服从你。
You remember what we learned last night about obedience?
你记得我们昨天晚上学到顺服吗？
It's really hard, isn't it?
是很难吗？
We said last night, take your right hand and put it over your left ear. Go ahead.
拿你的右手， That's good exercise. 摸你的左耳。
There we go. Huh?You see how hard obedience is? It's easy. Just do it.
顺服很简单，就是照做就是了。
So we met together and prayed.
所以我们一起，然后。
And God gave an answer.
神就给我们答案。
He said, "Fill up the city with prayer."
他说你要把这城市充满祷告。
Well, how do we fill up a city with prayer?
我们怎么样把这城市充满祷告呢？
Do we have prayer meetings?
我们有祷告的聚会吗？
Do we have prayer walks?
我们要行进祷告吗？
Prayer marches?
我们要祷告行进吗？
What do we do?
我们该做什么呢？
And God said everything.
神说什么都要做。
Pray every way you can.
不管什么时候都祷告。
But fill up the city with prayer.
就是把这城市充满祷告。
So we thought, well, we can have events.
所以我们可以办一个活动，但是不够。
Are we back on? Okay, good. What we need to do is get everyone who is a Christian praying in the city.
我们要把这所有基督徒都聚起来一起祷告。
Every family becomes a lighthouse of prayer.
每一个家庭都要成为祷告的灯塔。
It's not a prayer meeting.
不是祷告的聚会。
It's a family praying for the needs of their neighbors.
是每一个家庭为他们的邻居祷告。
It can happen anytime, any day.
随时哪一天都可以。
But it should happen all the time, every day.
但是要常常，而且要每天。
And it was very simple.
是非常简单的。
And so we began to raise up these houses of prayer across the city.
所以我们开始呢建造起这些祷告的家庭。
And things began to change in the city.
这城市就开始改变了。
Now Resistencia is a very Catholic city.
这个城市呢 ,Sintilla 是非常天主教的一个教城市。
And most of our Catholic friends thought that we were not their friends.
所以我们的天主教朋友都觉得我们不是他的朋友。
So everything that we did, they tried to either resist or imitate.
我们不管做什么，他们不是阻挡，就是跟我们学习，跟我们一样。
So when we put stickers in our window saying this is a house of prayer.
当我们贴上在窗户贴上贴纸，说我们这是祷告的家。
They put stickers in their windows that said, "This is a house of prayer to follow Jesus and Mary."
他们就在他们的窗户呢，就贴上说，这个家也是祷告家，但是是跟从耶稣跟圣母玛利亚。
But in the end, that wasn't bad.
但是最后这也不是很糟。
Because everybody in the city began to ask, "What is God doing in our city?"
所以这城市人就开始在问神到底在这个城市做什么呢？
Something was happening and it had to do with God.
事情正在发生，但是跟神有关。
We would have prayer marches.
我们就有祷告行走。
they would have processionals. A processional.
Oh, 他们就会有绕境。
And they would carry the statue of the Virgin Mary.
Oh, 他们就会把那个圣母玛利亚抬出来绕境。
But they would sing our songs.
Oh, 他们会唱我们的歌。
We would publish a bulletin.
Oh, 我们会出版一个小册子。
They would publish a bulletin, and they would not speak very nicely about us.
Oh, 他们也会制作他们的小册子。
We decided that we were going to visit the whole city in a day.
我们决定呢要一整天啊，花一天的时间。
63,000 homes.
有63万家庭。
The bishop decided that it was a bad idea.
牧师就觉得这是不是。
And he said to the people, "Don't open up your homes."
他跟那些人讲说，不要把你家的门打开。
We said to God, "What do we do?"
我们就跟神讲怎么办呢？
The bishop has said no.
那些牧者说不要。
And God said, "Well, aren't you going to visit all of the homes?"
神说你不是每一家都要去访问吗？
We said yes.
我们说是啊。
And that means you're going to visit the bishop's home sometime.
说那你也要到那些牧者家去访问。
So why wait until Saturday?
为什么要等到礼拜六呢？
Why don't you go visit the bishop first?
为什么你不先去那些天主教的那些牧者们
？So we did.
所以我们就去了。
And we because we didn't know him.
因为我们不认识他。
We got to know him.
我们就认识他了。
And then we told him what we were going to do.
我们告诉他我们要做什么。
We're going to visit every house.
我们要去探访每一个家。
We aren't going to preach.
我们也不跟他们传福音。
We're just going to let people know they're being prayed for.
我们只要告诉他说我们在为他们祷告。
And we're going to give them a gospel tract.
我们要给他们一个福音单章。
Actually, we were going to give them 4 gospel tracts.
我们要给他四个。
And a little gospel of John.
一个约翰。
And we showed him the packet that we were going to give.
我们给他看到这个小单子我们要给他的。
He began looking through the envelope.
他就开始看这个信封里面的东西。
He began reading the tracts.
他就开始在读这些小册子。
He said, "Wow, this looks pretty good."
他说，这些看起来很不错。
He said, then he asked a very administrative question.
那他就问了一个管理上的问题。
He said, "Can you visit every house in the city?"
他说你有办法去探访每一个家庭吗？在这城市里。
And we said, "Yes, sir, we can."
我说是的，我们可以的。
He said, 63,000 homes.
63,000个家庭。
In one day.
在一天里面。
We said, "Yes, sir."
是的。
And we were ready for it.
我们已经准备好了。
So he said, "Very well."
我说那好吧，那就这样吧。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
He said, "Let's pray."
他说我们一起祷告。
So we prayed for him.
所以我们为他祷告。
And then he suggested we pray the Lord's Prayer.
他呢就建议说我们来祷告那个神的主导文。
That's a great prayer.
那是一个很好的祷告。
Our Father who art in heaven.
我们在天上的父啊。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿人尊你的名为圣。
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
To resistencia. Thy will be done.
你的旨意行。
In resistencia. In heaven as it is on earth.
在天如在地。
Hallelujah.
赞美主。
That's a good prayer.
这是一个很好的祷告。
And we prayed the prayer.
我们就一起祷告。
That was on Thursday night.
那是在星期四的晚上。
On Friday, the bishop sent the word down through the ranks. On Friday, the bishop gave the order.
礼拜五的时候他就说 OK 我们就这样行。
He said, "Stay home and receive the literature. It's good."
他就告诉他们说你们要待在家里然后接受
一些单张。On Saturday, we visited every home in the city.
礼拜六的时候我们就真的探访了每一个家。
And that's where we found out what the bishop had said. Because people were waiting all day to get their good news packet.
礼拜六他们都在家里等待这个东西。
What had happened?
发生了什么事呢？
The spiritual climate in the city had changed.
属灵的气候在这城市改变了。
Because we were filling up the city with prayer.
因为我们将这城市充满了祷告。
We didn't fill up the city with preaching.
我们不是充满这些教导。
We did that later on.
我们之后有这样做。
But the first step was to fill it up with prayer.
但第一步骤呢，我们就是充满祷告。
That's an important principle.
这是一个很重要的一个指导。
And now we'll see why.
我们先来看为什么。
So, we know from scriptures what this verse says. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, it says, "The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ."
哥林多后书第四章第四节是这样说，此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。
That's a problem. Look outside the window.
这是一个问题，你们看看窗户外面。
Can you see the sun?
你看得到太阳吗？
Is the sun shining?
太阳有光照下来吗？
Yes.
是的，是有。
The sun is shining.
太阳是有在光照。
It's starting to set in the west.
开始要下山了。
But you can't see it.
但是你看不见。
Because there's a cloud cover.
因为被云遮盖住了。
How many would like to see the sun?
多少人想看到这个太阳？
Well, let's go out and push the clouds away.
我们把云推开吧。
Anybody know how to do that?
有没有人知道怎么样把云推开？
In the physical realm, it's impossible.
在物理学上是不可能的。
But in the spiritual realm, it's not impossible.
但是在属灵上是。
The same thing is going on in the spirit realm.
在属灵上面同样的道理。
We have a very serious problem in America today.
我们有一个在美国有一个严重的问题。
You turn on your news and you hear about violence in the middle of a political campaign.
当你打开电视的时候，你就可以看到在竞选上的这些暴力。
And none of our leaders have an answer to resolve the violence that we're seeing in America.
但是我们美国的领袖呢，没有一个人可以解决这种暴力。
None of the candidates are calling us to prayer.
没有一个候选人叫我们要去祷告。
None have a solution.
没有一个人有解答。
They're blaming other people for it.
他们只是责怪，互相的责怪。
It won't solve anything.
不会解决任何事情。
It's a terrible cloud cover.
像是一个云遮盖住了。
And it's managed from the spirit realm.
是在这个属灵的方面。
It's a spirit of anger.
这是。
Spirit of frustration.
是失望，是生气的灵。
Spirit of division.
是分裂的灵。
Spirit of selfishness.
自私的灵。
Those are all evil spirits.
这些都是邪恶的灵。
And they're working with great success over our people.
但是他在这里就是这样把我们的人民弄得很乱。
But if God's people will arise and shine,
但是神的子民如果愿意起来，
they will discover that His light has come.
我们就可以发现神的光已经照下来了。
And just like light in the darkness dispels the darkness.Immediately,
就像光到的时候就把黑暗散开了。
If we will stand up,
如果我们基督徒可以站立起来
and shine in the spirit realm,
在属灵上面来光照
we can push the cloud cover back,
我们也可以把这个云推开
and we can change the spiritual climate over our cities and our nations.
我们也可以把这个城市这个国家的属灵气候改变。
That's why God said to Paul,
所以神跟保罗说
I'm sending you to them to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God.
所以神跟保罗说我帮你送到那边所以可以从你们从撒旦的手中抢回来。
So, as we were going through this experience of seeing a city changed,
我们在经过这个城市的改变经验
we began to ask God, why is it working?
我们问神说为什么能够这样行呢?
God said it's in the Bible.
因为在圣经上面有讲。
Oh, where is it in the Bible?
在哪里呢?
He said it's in the Gospel of Luke.
因为在路加福音。
I want you to read the Gospel of Luke very quickly.
我要你读路加福音，很快的来读。
That was a fun assignment. Read the book really quickly.
我们来读这个。
You know, it was like flipping pages, you know.This is not a deep study. This just, he wanted us to get an impression of what was in the Gospel of Luke.
他让我们知道说路加福音是在讲什么。
And this is the impression.
这就是。
Chapters 1 to 9, hostile spiritual climate.
第一章到第九章是一个非常敌对的一个气候。
Jesus wins all the battles.
耶稣呢，打赢每一场战。
But there are a lot of battles to win.
但是有很多战役他需要赢。
In chapter 4, for instance.
在第四章。
He goes to his home city of Nazareth.
他回到他自己的家乡。
They receive him with joy.
他们很高兴地接待他。
He reads from the prophet Isaiah.
他去那个Isaiah 的先知那里。
He says, today this is fulfilled in your sight.
他说今天你们亲眼看见了。
And five verses later, his friends and family want to throw him off a cliff because they're offended.
但是五节之后呢，他的朋友跟他的家人就要把他推向那个悬崖。
Hostile spiritual climate.
非常敌对的属灵空气。
Parents were afraid to let their children near Jesus.
他们父母呢，很怕那个小孩子接近耶稣。
Pharisees were attacking him all the time.
那些呢，法利赛人呢，
We're attacking him all the time.
他们就一直在刺激耶稣。
Kelly's doing such a great job, isn't she? Oh, thank you. And the disciples just didn't get it.
但是他门徒就搞不清楚。
In fact, in chapter 9, Jesus hits the lowest point of his ministry.
在路加福音第九节的时候，
才
来到一个低点。
He says to his disciples and everybody else that was there in the crowd.
他告诉他的门徒还有当时一些围观的群众。
He says, "You unbelieving and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you?"
他说你们这些不信的人啊，我还要忍耐你们多久
？Those were his 12 disciples.
那些是他十二个门徒。
They didn't know. He said, "What spirit are you of?"
他说你们是接受什么样的灵啊？
They wanted to call down fire on somebody that was preaching Jesus, but it wasn't part of their group.
他们要叫火从天上把这个城市烧了。
Jesus said, "That's not my spirit."
神说那不是我的灵。
They tried to heal somebody and they wouldn't get healed.
他们要医治那些人，但是没有办法医治他们。
They tried to cast out a demon and the demon wouldn't go.
他们要把魔鬼赶出去，但是魔鬼赶不出去。
Jesus was very frustrated.
耶稣很丧气。
But then as we kept reading in the book,
但是我们继续读下去呢,
we came across a different spiritual climate.
我们就看到一个不同样的一个属灵气候。
This one was very favorable.
这是非常有利的一个属灵气候。
In chapter 11, verse 1,
在第十一章,
the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Can you teach us to pray?"
这些门徒来告诉耶稣, 你们可以教, 耶稣你可以教我们怎么祷告吗?
Novel idea.
一个很聪明的一个主意。
Because they had seen what happened when somebody else prayed, they wanted to learn.
他们看到别人这样祷告的时候，发生很好的事，他们也想学。
Parents brought their children to Jesus, and he said, "The kingdom of God is like a child."
有些父母把小孩带到耶稣面前，耶稣说，天国是属于这些小孩的。
And unless you become like children, you can't enter the kingdom of God.
除非你变成小孩的样子，但你不能进到天国。
The Pharisees couldn't attack in a direct way.
那些法利赛人就不能这样子来攻击他。
The whole spiritual climate began to change.
整个这个属灵的气候就开始改变了。
Yes, they crucified Jesus on the cross.
是啊，他们是把耶稣钉在十字架。
But Jesus went to the cross for the joy that was set before him.
但是耶稣去是知道他将来的盼望，将来的喜乐。
So they didn't kill Jesus.
所以他们没有杀了耶稣。
Jesus gave his life in ransom for many.
那耶稣是愿意把他自己的生命舍了来救赎我们。
And the tomb could not hold him back.
就算那个坟墓也能够不能把他留在那里。
And he went through all of that because the victory was the greatest victory.
因为他要经过这些，他知道他的得胜是大的。
If he'd won all the battles and not gone to the cross,
如果他赢了所有的战役，但是却不上十字架，
we wouldn't have the authority that we have today.
我们就没有权柄，像今天的权
柄。We wouldn't have the power.
我们也没有权力。
His power would not be with us.
我们也没有能力，他的能力也不会跟我
们在一起。But he won all the victories.
但是他赢了所有的胜利。
So the question is, what changed the spiritual climate?
为什么这个属灵的气候会改变呢？
And the answer is found in chapter 10.
这个答案是在第十章，路加福音第十章。
That's the turning point.
那是一个转捩点。
Here are the key verses. Verse 17.
这些关键的一些章节。
Jesus said the 70, we'll talk about them in a minute. The 70 returned with joy saying, Lord, even the demons were subject to us.
那70个人欢欢喜喜回来说主啊因你的名就是连鬼也顺服了我们。
So you remember we said the battle is in the spirit realm.
你记得我们说过吗圣经是在这个属灵的。
And Jesus said to them,
And 耶稣跟他们说,
I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning.
第十八章，耶稣对他们说，我曾看见撒旦从天上坠落，像闪电一样。
So something happened to Satan.
在撒旦发生了一件事情。
And that resulted in the demons surrendering to the presence of the Lord Jesus.
所以这些魔鬼就伏在神的脚下。
And when their work was impeded, when their work was stopped in the heavenly realms,
当他们在属灵的境界已经停止的时候,
things began to change in earth.
在地上的事情也开始改变了。
These verses are not a reference to when Satan was kicked out of heaven.
这些经文不是指说撒旦被踢出天堂的时候。
These verses are written in the context of a geographic location where Jesus had sent the 70 followers.
这些事情呢不是撒旦被踢出天堂的时候而是发生在耶稣在跟那70个门徒讲的时候。
And what do they mean?
他们指的是什么意思呢?
It means that Satan lost his authority.
那表示撒旦已经失去他的权柄。
He was displaced.
他被赶走了。
The cloud cover that he put in place was pushed away.
他所放的这个云呢已经被推开了。
And light began to shine through.
这个阳光已经开始可以照射进来了。
And even on a day that is mostly cloudy, there's a lot of sunlight that comes through.
就算是在最黑的这个云层挡住我们地球还是有很多阳光。
So that's why I go back to the beginning.
所以我回到最前面。
It may look like there is deep darkness covering the San Francisco Bay Area.
看起来这个三藩市好像被这个大云层盖住了。
But it's just a cloud.
但只是一些云。
Let's push it away.
我们把它推开。
And light will begin to shine through.
这些阳光就可以照进来。
And the more light that shines through,
更多的阳光照进来。
The more the people will want more light.
人就会越享受，越需要这些阳光，越要这些。
And that's why the scriptures say,
所以圣经这样告诉我们
,Kings will come to the brightness of your dawning.
他说这些国王呢会来到这些光因为你自己的。
So if I can make the light shine in my workplace,
如果我能够把这些阳光带到我的工作场所
,my boss is going to be attracted to that.
我也会吸引我的老板。
It's not theology that he's attracted to.
不是这些神学他被吸引。
It's the practical application of the presence of God in my workplace.
而是这些神的实际与我同在会吸引我的老板过来。
Because I'm there and I know where I'm going.
因为我知道我在这里我也知道我要去哪里。
My workplace becomes a better place to work.
我的工作场所变成一个比较好的工作场所。
Our products become the best products.
我们的所做的产品变成最好的产品。
Our families become model families.
我们的家庭变成模范家庭。
Our marriages become stronger.
我们的婚姻变得更强。
They are the best marriages.
他们是最好的婚姻。
And when a person goes to work with a good marriage,
当他们去工作或是看到这个婚姻
he goes to work happy and he comes home happy.
他去工作也开心回家也开心。
And the joy of the Lord is your strength.
神的喜乐是我们的力量。
And it makes your company stronger.
让你的公司更强壮。
It makes your household stronger.
也让你的家庭更强壮。
It makes your neighborhood stronger.
也让你的所住的社区也能够更强壮。
People appreciate the fact that you are there.
你的居民，你的邻居会感谢你在那里。
And when they ask why,
当他们问你是为什么的时候
Oh, that's when you get to tell them about Jesus.
所以你就可以跟他分享。
So make your presence felt.
让你的在那边感觉到。
How do we do that?
我们怎么做到呢?
Well, what we're talking about is actually called in the scripture the gospel of the kingdom.
我们所要讲的是神国的福音。
If I say to you, and you have heard it before,
如果我告诉你，你以前也听过。
We want everybody here in the congregation to go out and preach the gospel.
我们要所有的会众到外面去传福音。
You want me to preach the gospel?
你会很紧张，你要我去传福音。
I'm sorry, but that's what we hired you for, Pastor.
我们不去传，因为我们已经。
You're a professional at preaching the gospel.
你要去传福音。
Well, I have good news for you.
我告诉你一个好消息。
God has not called us to primarily preach that gospel.
神不是叫我们只传那个福音。
Better said, He hasn't called us to preach the gospel that way.
他也不是叫我们那样去传福音。
We think preaching the gospel is telling a convincing story about how Jesus died on the cross for our sins, was buried, rose again, how He saved me, and how they need to become saved because they're sinners and Jesus wants them to be saints.
我们以为传福音就是去告诉别人说我们有罪，耶稣为我们死掉，所以呢，我们可以接受他的福音，我们的罪可以得赦免。
Very good. I didn't understand a thing of it, but I think it was very good. That's what we think is the preaching.
我们以为这样就是传福音。
And we have to be convincers.
我们要说服人家。
We have to be salespeople.
我们要像一个
销售员。That's not what God intended.
这不是神要我们做的。
He's talking about the gospel of the kingdom.
他是说神国的福音。
The gospel of the kingdom is what the ice cream lady brought to her city.
神国福音就像那个卖冰淇淋的女士带给她的城市。
It's what the financial officer brought to her company.
就像那个理财的经理带到她的公司。
It's what our colleagues up in Vallejo are bringing to their city.
像我的同事在 Vallejo 带给他的城市。
It's the good news that God loves our city and wants to do good things for it.
而是神爱我们这个城市，神要把这个好消息给我们的城市。
He wants to solve the needs that we have.
要帮我们解决我们的困难。
Think about it.
想想看。
Jesus, did he preach first or heal first?
想想看，神是先传福音呢，还是先做医治？
He healed first.
他先做医治。
And because he healed first, he didn't have to preach much.
所以当他做很多医治的时候，他就不要很多一直传福音。
He said to the paralytic, "Rise up and walk."
他跟那个不能行走的讲说，站起来，行走。
Then he said to him, "Your sins have been forgiven."
然后他才跟他讲说，你的罪得赦免了。
We do it the other way around.
但是我们是做的刚好相反。
You better deal with your sins.
你先解决你罪的问题。
And maybe then you'll have a chance at getting healed.
之后你可能有机会能够被医治。
Not Jesus.
但耶稣不是这样做的。
Grace first.
他先给恩典。
Truth second.
然后真理第二。
Why did that happen?
为什么神这样做呢？
Because the person got in touch with the power and presence of God first.
当这个人被神的恩典跟能力摸着的时候
，and realized immediately, I don't deserve what I just got.
他就知道说，哦，我不配得这个。
That's mercy.
那就是恩典。
Not getting what you deserve.
得到你不该得到的。
Then they realized, I just got a bath of grace.
他就想说，哦，我得到这么多的恩典。
I got something I didn't deserve.
我得到我不应该得到的东西。
And on top of that,
在这上面
，I not only got healed,
不止神医治
，but he said my sins were forgiven.
他说我的罪也得赦免。
The theologians of Jesus' day had a big problem with that.
在耶稣时代的神学家有对这个有很大的问题。
That didn't sound right to them.
他们觉得这个脑袋通不过去。
Because they were an unbelieving generation.
他们是一个不信的世代。
But it made all the sense to Jesus.
但是对神来讲，这都很合理。
And the people who were touched and healed never had a question about it.
那些被医治人都没有问题，也不会去问。
You remember the young man in the book of Acts?
你记得在《使徒行传》那个年轻的男子吗？
They brought him to court.
他把他带到那个法院去。
And they said, "Who was this man that healed you?"
他说，谁医治了你呢？
He said, "I don't know much about it at all."
他说我根本不知道这。
All I know is once I was blind, now I see.
他说我只知道我以前看不见，我现在看得见了。
That was it.
就这样。
And he was a follower of Jesus for the rest of his life.
他就跟从耶稣，一生跟从他。
So it's the gospel of the kingdom.
所以是神国的福音。
So what are the keys?
是哪些关键点呢？哪些重点呢？
There are four key principles.
有四个重要的。
That I'm going to give you very quickly.
我要很快的告诉你们。
So hang on.
好，注意啦。
Here's the setup. Here's the context.
Okay, 这里来看一下。
After chapter 9, Jesus appointed 70 others.
在第九章之后，第十章，主耶稣设立了七十个人。
Say with me, 70 others.
70 others.
That's all we know about them.
我们只知道七十个人。
We don't know their names.
我们也不知道他的名字。
We don't know how important they were.
我们也不知道他有多重要。
They probably were janitors and housewives and children.
他们可能是小孩，是妇人，是打扫的。
We have no idea.
我们不知道。
70 others.
七十个人。
Some Bibles say 72.
有些圣经讲说七十二个人。
So we don't even know how many there were.
都不知道到底是七十还是七十二个。
But what we do know is he sent them out two by two into every city and place.
但是我们知道的是神派使他们两个两个去到各个城市。
Say with me, city and place.
City, 各城各地。
Jesus is not going to send you to church.
耶稣没有送他们去教会。
You should go to church.
你应该去教会。
But Jesus is sending you to every city and place.
So, 耶稣呢送他们到各城各地。
That's where you're going to start discipling a nation.
那就是你要开始去找门徒的地方。
In your city and place.
在你的城市跟各地。
Because he said, I'm going there.
因为耶稣说我要先去到那里。
So Ted asked us in the previous session, how many of you believe Jesus is coming to the Bay Area?
So 刚刚 Ted 在上一堂课问我们说
How many agree that Jesus should come to the Bay Area?
多少人觉得耶稣应该来到
Say Amen!
Amen!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And Jesus says to you, I'm sending you ahead of me.
耶稣也这样跟你说我要先差派你。
Wow! He's coming, I get to go ahead.
耶稣要来，我先过去。
That's a privilege.
哇，这是一个优先权。
What we know about the 70 is that they obeyed.
我们知道这七十人就顺服了耶稣。
They were eager.
他们很想去。
They said, give us the order.
让我们去吧。
We'll do it.
我们会这样做。
So Jesus says to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
耶稣就告诉他们说要收的庄稼多做工的人少。
Then he says, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
所以他说耶稣说你们应当求庄稼的主打发工人
去收
他的庄稼。
Notice that he doesn't say, pray the Lord to send out more harvesters.
注意他没有说多送一些工人出去。
He doesn't say the word more.
他没有说更多。
Because like we said last night, it's not about numbers.
就像我们昨天讲的不是。
It's about his presence.
不是数字，是神的同在。
He is saying we are few.
他说我们只有一些人。
But we are enough.
但是我们足够了。
What we have to do is change our paradigm.
我们需要做的就是改变我们的思维模式。
We are thinking in, and he wants us to think out.
我们是想往里面，他是要我们想从外面。
We are thinking about how to get these chairs filled with people.
我们想说怎样把这些椅子都坐满人。
He is thinking about how to get our cities filled with his presence.
他是想象说我们怎样把这个城市充满他的同在。
So if we will focus on filling the city with his presence,
如果我们呢专注在把这个城市充满他的同在，
He'll take care of getting our buildings filled with people.
这事情他就会注意。
And more than our buildings.
比这个建筑物还大。
He's going to build his church at the gates of Hades.
他要把这整个城镇都充满人。
So the places of darkness around our cities.
这城市的黑暗。
Are going to become the places where his church is established.
他的教会就要建立在这个黑暗中。
Bars are going to become churches.
这监狱这个酒吧呢就要成为教会。
Clubs are going to become churches.
俱乐部呢要变成教会。
Casinos will become churches.
这些赌场也要变成教会。
Stranger things have happened.
这些奇怪的事情都会发生的。
Then he says, I'm sending you out as lambs among wolves.
他说我要把你们这些羊送到狼群里。
Now what's the relationship of a lamb to a wolf?
羊跟狼的关系是什么呢？
Food.
食物。
Food is coming.
食物来了。
It's almost supper time.
哦 ，dinner 快，时间快到了。
I'm going to be done in 3 minutes. I don't know how.
我三分钟就要结束，我不知道怎么结束。
But how many of you will give me another 5 minutes?
谁愿意再给我五分钟呢？
Keep your hands up.
手一直举着。
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. All right, here we go. Lambs among wolves. The wolf will eat the lamb.
这些狼呢，会把这些羊吃掉。
You could die doing this.
你会因此丧命的。
If the wolf gets his way,
如果狼
you are barbecued lamb tonight.
他就会把你吃掉了。
Well, does it happen?
会发生吗？
Let's see what happens.
我们来看一下。
Jesus' four-step strategy.
耶稣的四个步骤。
Number one, he said to them, read that verse, verse 5, and whatever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house.
无论进哪一家，先要说愿这一家平安。
So the first thing we do is bless.
So 第一件事情就是要祝福。
But literally, speak peace.
我们要跟他们说平安。
Speak peace to every house that you enter.
不管你进到哪一家，要跟他们说平安。
Your house.
你的家。
Your neighbor's house.
你的邻居的家。
Your mother's house.
你母亲的家。
Your boss's house.
你老板的家。
Your workplace.
你工作的地方。
Your schoolhouse.
你的学校。
Your university.
你的大学。
What's a house?
什么是一个家？
I'll give you a very simple definition.
我给你一个很简单的定义。
If it has a door.
如果有门。
It's a house.
就是一个家。
Your car.
你的车也有门。
You're going to go get in your car and drive somewhere in a few minutes.
等一下你会进到你的车，开到某个地方。
Peace to that car.
跟那个车说平安。
Just say, car, peace be to you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名，祝你平安。
Don't complicate it.
不要太复杂化。
God knows what He wants to do with your prayer.
神知道怎么样来处理你的祷告。
And all of a sudden, your car becomes a sanctuary of His presence.
一下子呢，你的车就变成神同在的地方。
And while you're driving, he's going to start talking to you.
当你在开车的时候，神就来与你对话。
He may say, pay attention to the road.
他也许说注意路况。
He may say, pay attention to me.
他也说注意听讲员。
He may say, you better pull off the road to pay attention to me.
也许他跟你讲说把车开到旁边听我讲话。
When you get home, peace be to my house.
当你回家的时候，你就跟你的家讲说这家有平安。
Don't go through a door without speaking peace.
不要走进去都来不及说平安。
And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
神的平安会借由耶稣基督来跟你说话。
You'll find a lot of reasons to curse.
你会找到很多咒诅的理由。
My boss isn't fair.
我的老板不公平。
My wife is angry.
我的老婆在生气。
My kids are unruly.
我的孩子很糟糕。
Don't curse.
不要咒诅。
Cursing feeds the fire of the enemy.
当你咒诅的时候，就是在给这个魔鬼加油。
Blessing puts logs on the fire of God.
但是你在祝福的时候，就把神的木材里面
再加火。And it opens up possibilities for Him to work.
把这个门打开，让神来运作。
So bless and do not curse.
所以呢，要祝福，不要咒诅。
Read the book of James.
看这个James 这本书。
Bless and do not curse.
祝福不要咒诅。
Sow blessing in your city.
所以你要祝福你的城市。
That's what happened in Resistencia.
就是在这个阿根廷 Stencia 这个城市。
We sowed peace.
我们呢撒这个祝福的种子。
And sinners came into the kingdom.
所以罪人呢能够来到神的国。
And people who were not one of us opened up the city to the gospel.
虽然他们跟我们不一样，他们也对福音能够敞开。
Number two, he said, stay in that house doing what? Eating and drinking. Say it with me again.
Eating and drinking.
Eating and drinking.
说你们要住在这家，吃他们所供应。
You mean preaching the gospel of the kingdom has to do with eating and drinking？
你是说传神国的福音要跟吃喝有关吗
？Yes。
是的。
Now think about this。
你想一想。
Stay in that house。
住在这一家。
Eating and drinking what they give to you。
吃他们所给你的。
Who is the they？
谁是指他们呢？
Behold, I send you out as lambs among. You see what's going on here?
记得我之前讲的吗？我要把叫羊进入狼群中。
You spoke peace to the wolf's house.
你到狼家，你要跟他讲和平的话。
And instead of eating you, or getting ready to barbecue you, the wolf invited you into his house and offered you something to eat and drink.
所以你不是被狼吃掉，而是狼呢准备丰盛的食物给你吃跟喝。
The spiritual climate is already beginning to change.
这个属灵的气候已经在改变了。
Something that is unnatural is beginning to happen.
这很不自然的现象已经在发生了。
And Jesus says in verse 7, and he repeats it again in verse 8, eat what they set before you.
第七节这样讲，第八节也这样讲。
And in the middle of it, he says, for a servant is worthy of his hire.
他说工人得工价是应当的。
In other words, Jesus is saying the wolf is going to pay you to speak peace to him.
所以耶稣是这样讲说这些狼群呢会付你的工价。
And your mother said, don't talk with your mouth full.
那你妈妈跟你讲说嘴巴都是东西的时候不要讲话。
So it's not about talking.
所以不是讲话。
It's about listening.
是请听。
So eat and don't talk.
所以吃不要讲话。
So far, we aren't preaching, are we?
Isn't this fun?
And it's going to change the city.
这样会改变我们的城市。
So we speak peace, that opens the door to the house.
所以我们讲祝福的话，我们就可以
开这个门。We have fellowship and we listen.
我们跟他们团契，我们来倾听。
Which lets the wolf do the talking.
让这个狼群来讲话。
Let them talk.
让他们讲话。
Ask for seconds.
你就可以再去吃第二碗。
Let him talk.
让他们继续的讲。
The more he talks, the more he'll learn to trust you.
他讲的越多，他就越信任你。
And pretty soon he's going to tell you where the problem is.
很快他就会告诉你他的问题所在。
I have cancer.
我有癌症。
My business is going broke.
啊，我的公司有问题。
My son's on drugs.
我的儿子有吸毒。
My marriage is on the rocks.
啊，我的婚姻遇到触礁了。
I had a fight with my mother-in-law.
我跟我的mother-in-law 吵架。
He's going to tell you where the problem is.
他会告诉你所有他家庭的问题。
And Jesus says, minister to that problem.
神说你就为他们的问题来服侍他们。
Literally, heal the sick who are there.
医治生病的人。
The reason the house opened up to you when you spoke peace to it,
当你说祝福的话，他们将家门打开。
Is because there's a need inside the house that I want to fix.
因为这个家有需要，我需要你去帮忙，要去。
Find out what the need is.
你去找出来是他们什么样的需要。
And then call on me to fix it.
然后呼叫我的名来修理这些。
Minister to the felt need.
然后你要来服侍这些需要的。
That's not the most important need.
这不是最重要的需要。
The most important need is salvation.
最重要是他们的救恩。
But the way to get there is through the felt need.
但是要从这边到救恩，你要先医治他们。
And finally, at the end, he says, "Proclaim."
最后呢，他说宣告。
This is where we get to preach.
这就是我们要传讲的时候了。
He says, "Say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you."
你要告诉他们说，天国已经离你不远了。
But do you see what has happened? Do you see what has happened?
你有看到发生什么事了吗？
This is what we call prayer evangelism.
这就是我们说祷告传福音。
Talking to God about our neighbors before we talk to our neighbors about God.
哦，当我们要先跟神讲我们的邻居，在我们跟我们邻居讲神之前。
Taking our neighbors' needs to God before we talk to them about God.
把我们的邻居的需要带到神面前，在我们传讲神之前。
The sooner you can get God involved in their problem, the easier it's going to be to talk about your God.
越早把他们的需要带到神面前，就越容易跟他们传福音。
So after you pray for somebody,
当你为一个人祷告之后,
and most people will let you pray for them after they told you what their problem was.
很多人会接受你为他们祷告，当他们把他的问题告诉你之后。
It's a problem because they couldn't solve it.
是一个问题，因为他们没有办法解决。
But God could.
但是神可以的。
So after you pray, something is going to happen.
当你祷告之后呢，神会解决这个问题。
I don't know what will happen.
我们不知道怎么样去解决。
Maybe God will do what you asked for.
神也许会照着你的祷告。
Maybe He will do what they need.
也许神会照着他们的需要来回应。
But He's going to touch them somehow.
但是神会触摸他们。
And they're going to look at you and say something like, what was that?
那他们就会看着你说，哎，发生什么事了？
And you say to them,That was the kingdom of God.
So you 就跟他讲，这就是神国的福音。
It has come near to you.
已经进到你面前了。
Would you like to come into it?
你要进来吗？
It's about Jesus.
是耶稣。
And He's here right now.
他现在与我们同在。
And He's here right now because you have a need and He wants to solve it.
他耶稣在这里是因为你有需要，他要来为你解决。
That's prayer evangelism.
这就是祷告传福音。
It changes the spiritual climate.
改变了属灵的气候。
So the 70 came back and said, Lord, even the demons were subject to us.
这七十个人回来说，主啊，因你的名，这鬼都服了我们。
Jesus didn't send them out to chase demons.
神没有把他们送出去去抓鬼。
It was a surprise result.
是一个很惊喜的一个结果。
They didn't know that demons were involved.
他们不知道魔鬼会在那里。
They said, Lord, even the demons showed up.
哦，他说，
神啊。And they fled.
神啊，这些魔鬼都逃跑了。
And Jesus said, I was watching the boss fall like lightning from heaven.
耶稣就告诉他说，我看魔鬼像闪电一样从天坠落。
That's why the demons were subject.
所以。
If you don't curse.
如果你不咒诅。
And if you bless.
如果你祝福。
You pull the rug out from underneath Satan.
你就把撒旦的地毯拉起来
He falls down,
他就跌倒了
and those who live in darkness,
那些住在黑暗里的
see a great light,
就可以看到大光
and they turn from the dominion of darkness to the kingdom of light.
他们就从黑暗的国度到光明的国度
And in that climate, it's very easy to talk about spiritual things.
在那样的气候很容易跟他们讲属灵的事情
Well, I went 8 minutes over.
我超过八分钟了。
Will you forgive me?
你可以原谅我吗
？Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Now, if you don't get anything out of this message, get this.
如果你听了这一场，你都没有听到什么，记得这一点。
Speak peace and follow the trail.
你要讲祝福，然后跟从真理。
Because there is a trail.
因为那有一条道路
and it's so powerful it will change your city of Milpitas and the city of San Jose
因为很有能力会改变苗皮塔市跟圣何西市
because you're right on the border
因为你刚好在这两个城市的中间
and the whole Bay Area
还有整个湾区
so tomorrow we're going to talk about practical applications
明天我们要讲一个怎样实际的来行
one of them is going to be adopt your street
哦、我们会要来、接受这个要这个街道
And I understand you're already praying for the streets、
哦、我们已经知道你们已经开始这样做了、
yeah. So we're going to turbocharge it
我们要让它加速来行
Okay And、we're going to crank it up on the devil
我们要跟这个、魔鬼撒旦说宣告
Hallelujah And the cloud cover is going to move out
这些黑云就会挪开来了
Now, how many are hungry for dinner?
多少人肚子饿了?
Nobody.
哦，没人。
If you're hungry, stand up.
如果你饿了，就站起来吧。
I am too. So you all can stand up. Have you received something this afternoon?
Yes. 你有收到宝贵的信息吗?
Is preaching the gospel of the kingdom hard or easy? It's easy.
传讲神的。
Say it's easy. Easy. The hard work God is going to do.
难的事神会做
You speak peace
你只要祝福
Because it makes the way of the Lord
这样就为神预备道路
Jesus said, go
耶稣说去吧
He said, I'm going there, go ahead of me
他说我也要去那边，你在我前头走。
To open the way.
把这个打开。
Because when he comes,
当他来的时候，
he wants to see people ready to receive him.
他要让人民的心已经准备好。
And that's the job he's given to us.
这就是神给我们的工作。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Let's give the Lord a hand. So do you receive that word today? You do? If you do, just hold your hands out like this.And I'm going to ask the Lord to pour into those hands an anointing for prayer evangelism right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I ask you from heaven to pour out the anointing for the gospel of the kingdom on these your children in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now just hold your hands there and receive it.Just receive it. Imagine your hands being filled up with the power and the presence of the Lord Jesus, with the gospel of the kingdom. And now imagine the places those hands are going to go, the people they're going to touch, the work that they are going to do,On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Imagine where these hands are going to go and what they're going to do. It is all filled with the gospel of the kingdom. And you have become a portable ark of the covenant, carrying the presence and power of God everywhere you go.In Jesus' name, and all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Well, be careful eating now. Pastor.
Let's all give the hands once more. It's just, yeah. Yeah, I just get reminded, a big reminder. It's like, your 门就是家, I like that.
There's door and there's a house.
Any house, anything has door is house. I like it. I just love it. Okay, 我们就开始可以去就是吃晚餐。然后呢，如果你需要那个 direction, 后面桌子上有哈。如果你要到外面去吃的话，有些fast food 一些的厨。我们七点钟回来好吗 ？7 o'clock will come back. Okay, God bless everyone.
Folks, if I may just say a word, we have a few copies of the books that are available, and we'll have them. Actually, we have them right down here next to my wife.
我们会有一些的书在这里，然后可以买的。
And we'll have some more tomorrow, but we wanted you to know.
Yeah, 那些书不是卖那些书，而是给大家看一下。大家要的话，可以上网买，或者在那边签名，留下电话。